Parshas Bamidbar. I'd like to make some kind of connection between this parasha and Shavuos, which is coming up, in case you haven't noticed. Before I should talk about the fact that every Jew is counted, and every Jew is choshev, and Bamidbar is referring to Anova. But there's one fascinating thing I found this week's parasha. Marish has worked in it now, and I came out with a path which I believe is I'm very happy with, and I hope I've given it over in the correct way. The parasha from the beginning talks about the counting of Klal Yisrael of various different Shvatim, other than Shevet Levi. And Shevet Levi was considered a separate count from a different age, not from 20 to 60, but from a month old, a separate count. At the end of all this, in Perek Gimel, Posuk Lamates, we have the entire count, the summary of the entire count of Bnei Levim. Kol pekudei halevim ashapokah Moshe v'Aaron, the amount they counted the Pe'ashen v'mishpachosom kol zochon ben chodesh v'malo. How many levim were there? Shnayim ve'esrim elef, 22,000 levim. Okay, the 22,000 levim. Carries on the posuk, and the posuk says, okay, now with this number that you have 22,000, I want you to do something. Pekoid kol b'chor zochel v'nei Yisrael. Count all the b'chayim in Klal Yisrael from the age of 1 month old, the soros mispar shemaisum, and take out the amount of names that they have. And then he says, "V'lekach des levim li ani Hashem tachas kol b'chayim b'nei Yisrael," and then transfer. In other words, take one for one every b'chayim in Klal Yisrael, take over one levi, and transfer the kedusha one unto the other. And he did that. And he says, "Vayhi kol b'chor zochel mispar shemis beid chayim shemalo lifkudeihem shnayim ve'esrim ela 22,000 shlosh v'shivim umasayim 273." So, if you remember beforehand, the levim were 22,000, and here we have 22,273, which means there is a shortfall of levim in order to 273 to sort of make exactly equal. Okay. So what do you do now? It says, "Vaydabach selavim tachas kol b'chayim bnei Yisrael," and then you take over the kedusha of espeduya hashleisha v'shivim v'masayim, and those 273 left over, take five chamesha shkolim, and take the kedusha one unto the other. And he did that. V'satar kesel aron avona peduyim ha'ifim. He did that. So here we're dealing here with almost a very exact number. We have 22,000, and then we had 22,273. I think in most states in America, they ask for a recount. What do you say, yeah? And so it's pretty close. It's pretty close. And therefore, we have got to do this whole deal with taking the rest that didn't quite work out, the five shkolim. Now, I don't know whether you made this cheshbon yourself, but the cheshbon is wrong. Simply wrong. If you add up the levim, and it says in the sixth parasha, the Bnei Gershon were 7,500. The Bnei Kohos were 8,600. And Bnei Moro was 6,200, which in my cheshbon comes out to 22,300. 22,300. How many b'chorim were there? 22,273. Which means, it would be perfect. It's perfect. You have even extra. You have an extra levim for b'chorim. In other words, instead of having a shortfall, we have an extra, number one. And if that is the case, what happened to the 22,000? Posuk says 22,000, when in fact 22,300. How's the Posuk do that? So Rashi quotes a Gemara. Okay, so Rashi quotes a Gemara. Just before that, there was a bit of a balagan here. Rashi brings down that Klal Yisrael were at loss. No, we weren't at a loss. There's parts of Klal Yisrael, the 273 according to 22,000, there's 273 that were missing. So what did he do? The five shekels. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Rabbeinu Shleilam, who's going to be the one who's going to pay that five shekel?" Everyone's going to say, "No, I am the one that is represented by a Levi. Why should I pay the five shekel?" Go to the next person. "No, me. I'm by the Levi. Why should I?" So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "You know what? Take 22,000 takim. This is a massive thing. And take each person's got to take out the amount, 22,273, take out. If it comes out for you and it says Levi, then a Levi represents you and helps you. If it says five shekel, five shekel." So he did this massive operation for these people who are going to grumble about five sloim, which is 20 shekel. They're wealthy people. They're coming from Mitzrayim. I don't know today how many people grumble about paying 5 saloim for the child's pidyon haben. Yeah, big deal. And that's what he did. Had to make this whole massive system with a whole agrala in order to get these people to stop. Grow up. Stop grumbling. What's the idea behind this? So the Gemara, not at that stage. They were perfect. So Dorotea. Yeah. So the Gemara says in Bukhari is like this. Okay. The Gemara says, Shol Kuntrukus Hasar, who's Kuntrukus? Name of Hasar is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I imagine he was probably a goy. He asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Beproton Shelevim, when you count the Levim, in other words, we work through the numbers of Gershon Kosov Mavori, Atam Meitze Esrim Mishnaim Elef, you find 22,000, or Shlosh Meis, and you find 22,300. Bechlolom, but when you talk about the summary of how much it is, Atam Meitze Esrim Mishnaim Elef, you find 22,000. Mamash our question. Shlosh Meis Lehechen Holchu, where do those 300 go? Asks, says the Marsha, why are you so worried? Yeah, why are you so worried? Says a Marshal, Reitz Lema, Loma Loikilom im Hasha. Why did he not mention those 300? For Yifte Gam Hemes Bukhir, so therefore you have enough to be paid the Bukhir. Vlayez Kukim Haresh Ein Gimel Bukhirim Ha'ifim, the minion, Lepidian King. You don't need these 273 people now to pay money. Ah, Vahainu Shachoshtu the Moshe. This was a conspiracy Moshe made to cook the books. To make it out as if the 22,000 was ready 22,300, to cook the books, you know what it means in the French, yeah? Cook, it doesn't literally mean you put them on the fire, it means you change, fill the numbers, in order, yeah, la ha'ashit la aragulavonov, that he should have a bit of extra money for Aaron and his family, shi'ikablu kesef pidyon, shakuf ayin gimel, in resh ayin gimel. In other words, this was a family conspiracy, cook the books, make our 22,000, 22,300, in order that Aaron and Bonav will make more money. Ah, that was his kasha. There's a shaila about that. But in accounting, when it was Proteus, in other words, when they were counting individuals, yeah, it counted them to very specific numbers. No, but fine. No. The question is, it's not. This is 22,300. Yeah, every hundred is certainly, even if hundreds you'd count, right? So what happened there? So they suspected Moshe Rabbeinu of cooking the books. Answers the Gemara, this is a very profound. Answers the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai answers. Omaloi, oison sholish meis b'chayrus hayu. Ve'ein b'chayr mafkia b'chayr. Those 300 that take from 22,300 of the Levim to 22,000, those 300 were b'chayrim themselves. The Levim themselves were b'chayr. They themselves were b'chayr, and therefore a b'chayr cannot be paid another b'chayr, and therefore out of the picture, and therefore that's why they needed extra money to the 5 shekel to pay Aaron Avonov, because the b'chayr himself cannot help a b'chayr himself. The question is, why not? What's that? Yeah, because it could be a girl. It could be yeah. The numbers, it could work. We're not trying to cook the books here. We're trying to be straight. So that's the idea is. So what's a Haberman and what's a Maskana? So I found many years back a very very interesting Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky brings us a foreigner, and he says, what is the idea of a pidyon b'chayr? You take a oldest child, and we mentioned this before in Shia, he said, what's the idea about pidyon b'chayr? So he says, that this foreigner says, that in order to be pidyon b'chayr, the loshon is, k'dei shiyu motorim ba'avoidas chul. K'dei shiyu motorim ba'avoidas chul. In other words, you have a child who is born, he is so kadosh, that he can't work. He can't work. He is supposed to be totally in a ashram or in a monastery or whatever it is. He can't work. He is separated. And in order for him to work, we got to take his kedusha and bring him earth. We got to take him and take the kedusha off him, and now he can start working. Answers Yaakov Kamenetsky, Gewaltig Mishring, what's going on here? We're taking somebody who's kadosh merechem, literally. He is kadosh. He's born holy. And he's on that level. And now we're taking him now, he can start working. We're celebrating that. We're happy about that. Is that what we're doing? And we make a whole celebration, we make a whole party. Oh, Baruch Hashem, now it's not so kodosh. And not only that, we make a whole tefillah. What tefillah do we say? What is whole tefillah? You know, what's the idea behind this? So he says that he brings us many, many places. He says the idea behind Pidyon HaBen is what a Jew is all about. He says, go and believe there is, there's spirituality, there's physicality, and they don't mix. Two different worlds. He said Yiddishkeit is exactly that, of taking the spirituality and the physicality and blending them together and becoming kodesh. For a bechor to be spiritual and have nothing to do with the world is not the ideal, far from it. The idea is for him to take his kedusha and everything that's kodesh merechem and to bring it and make it that he can work, they can bring it down to this world. That is what we celebrate, because that is who we are. We celebrate the kedusha of a person who is kodosh, they can get down to this world and work properly. And therefore we give him this bracha, kashem. Because it's a very, very difficult task. He says, V'konezeh haben l'chaim tovim, l'toyer l'yirashmaim. You've got chaim tovim, and toyer l'yirashmaim. You've got both together. And therefore it's very difficult, you have a push and a pull. He wrote something, shein sh'nichas ha'pidin ha'ben, ken toyer l'chob l'maisim tovim. That if you work together, that it should work together. That is a bracha that we give this pidin ha'ben. In other words, the perfect situation of a person is not to be a bechoyer. It's to be poydad, in order to get down from that level and to become part of Klal Yisrael, who are able to work and to be kodosh within the day-to-day lives. Now listen to this. Says this goy, this sah, wherever it is, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why are there 22,000? Where are 22,300 from? What's his question? His question is, I understand if regular Klal Yisrael need to take the Kedusha, I'm speaking like a London, as if he was speaking that way, right? I can understand that regular parts of Klal Yisrael have to take the Kedusha of being a Bechoyer and they've got to take it down to earth. But why do the Levim have to? Why do the Levim have to be paid to their Kedusha? In other words, when a Levi is born a Bechoyer, he's not less Kaddish, right? It's probably more Kaddish. So let him keep the Kedusha as being a Levi and being a Bechoyer, and therefore forget about that part of him being a Bechor, and therefore absorb the Kedusha, or be able to be played with the Kedusha from Klal Yisrael. Why can't he do that? So in other words, he's somebody who's Kodosh, he's somebody who's up there, he doesn't need to take the Kedusha down from being a Bechor, and be Mechal that. Keep it exactly the way it is, and move on. Says Yerichim and Zakkai, no, he can't, because even a Levi, and even a Kohen, requires to be taken the Kedusha off themselves and become no longer Bechoyer. And therefore they were, took off their Kedusha off themselves, and therefore they could not help somebody else with their Kedusha. And that's why we only have 22,000, we don't have the extra 300, because they have to deal with their own Kedusha. A Levi is struggling to get rid of the Chelit Bechoyer inside him as well. As a Levi who is special, who is unique, cannot remain a Levi. He's got to struggle with the internal being too Kodosh as well, and therefore he can't take on somebody else's Kedusha. That is what the Pasuk is telling us here. The Pasuk is telling us very clearly that however great you are, however great a person wants to be spiritual, don't think for a moment that that is what a Jew is all about. You can have a Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is all about separating from anything in this world. But in the Erev Yom Kippur, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka says eat, because this is not what a Jew is all about. A Jew is not supposed to be separated and completely have nothing to do with the rest of the world. He's supposed to take the Kedusha, like a Bechoyer, and bring it down to earth. Even a Levi, who is so special, had to take the Kedusha and he couldn't take it off from another Jew. He had to struggle with that himself. This brings in Pesachim of Samach Dalet, the Gemara talks about there, whether on Yom Tovim, you gotta have Kuloi Lachem, Kuloi Lachem, Chetz Lachem, Chetz Lachem. Now, how are we supposed to celebrate Yom Tov? In a spiritual realm, in a physical realm, half-half, says the Gemara, Chula Alma Ba'at Seres Be'ina Nami Lachem. When it comes to Shavuos, everybody agrees that you gotta have Lachem. You gotta have Lachem, which means you gotta enjoy, you gotta have meat, you gotta have wine, you gotta have Lachem. Says the Gemara, why? Yoim Shnitna Bo Torah, the day the Torah was given. So Rashi says you gotta celebrate it. But according to what we're saying over here is, it's the day the Torah is given, so don't eat. We're spiritual. The answer is Dachon Shavuos. When we are defining what it means to be a Jew, of Yoim Shnitna Bo Torah, says the Torah, no, enjoy, take the food, make it kodosh, have the steak, enjoy it. That is who we are. We're supposed to take the spirituality and make it uplifted. That is, Yom Shnita B'Torah is dafka the day that you have to have got to have lechem. Because that is what the parasha is telling us. The 22,000, the Levim have a struggle within themselves to come down to earth. They can't remain where they are. That's what the goy couldn't understand. Let the Levim stay where they are, let them stay aloof. You know, like, you know, the nuns or the thing, don't get married and live in these funny places, right? And the Jews, no, it's all getting married, integrating, becoming part of the world in a way of Kedush and Tahara. That is a hachona of this week's parasha too, Kabbalah Satayra. Thank you very much.